Shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll come back to national service here in a moment. Tell you what old Barack Obama might be having planned for the youth of America. But first, we'll go to David, listening in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I have an interesting constitutional story.
Okay.
2 days ago, I was riding passenger in a vehicle. We took a left-hand turn. Passed by a police officer in the opposing lane. The driver did not have his seatbelt on. We continued down the road, saw him bust a U-turn, pulled over, and the cop asked for his ID, asked me for mine as a passenger, and I said, I don't have ID. Said, well, what's your name? And I refused to give it to him, asked if I was being detained, etc. So he started asserting his authority in every way he could and saying that there was a Supreme Court case which allowed him to demand my identification and that he could detain me if I didn't. They called a detective, a sergeant, and another officer showed up. They tried to say the car was going to get impounded. They tried to get my buddy to tell him my name. They tried to do everything they could. I absolutely refused. They cuffed me, brought me to jail, threw me in a cell, and then finally recognized who I was by my tattoo, which I did have an outstanding warrant for a traffic ticket. Obviously, I would have told him my name just to get him to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But the detective even showed up at my buddy's house and started questioning his mother about who I am.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So obviously, you can't even sit in a car anymore without having to give up your papers.
It's crazy.
Papers, please.
So they ended up figuring out who you are based on your tattoo. Otherwise, you wouldn't have said zip to them, huh?
Well, it was the same station. Yeah, I would have waited it out for 24 hours. I talked so much junk to these people. It was ridiculous. It was so much fun. I actually got to talk about the banking system with them, got to talk about the drug war, and then I called them all a bunch of punks the whole time, too. It was great. And they sat there.
Didn't smash your head in against a concrete wall?
No. It's a quiet little town in Rochester, New York. They're absolutely a bunch of weaklings, I'll put it that way. But I'll tell you what, when they were pestering me, I don't remember exactly everything they were saying to try to get me to convince them to tell them my name, but they actually, I swore, and they gave me a disorderly conduct for swearing.
Wow.
A bunch of grown, big, tough men with 9mm and nightsticks and tasers are afraid of a few little expletives.
Right, as though cops themselves don't have some of the filthiest mouths out there. I've known some cops, and they have no problem cursing up a storm.
No, they're no different than you and I, except for they were the popular guy in high school that used to beat up on the fat kid in the gym changing room. That's all.
Yeah. And they've got a gun on their hip, which means that anything they say is automatically, the word of Jesus or whatever.
I'll put it this way, and this is what I told them. I said, you're not crap. And I used a different word. I said, you're not crap without your badge and without your radio. I said, it's not even your gun. It's your badge and it's your radio that gives you power. Other than that, you're no different than the rest of us. And I even said something to them. I said, one day, y'all are going to have to choose whose side you're on. And one cop said to me, you know what? You're right. I just hope I'm dead before then.
Wow. So. I have to I agree with your sentiments. I don't know if I would be quite as nasty to them just because I'd be concerned they might.
It is kind of fun. I got arrested once when I was 18 years old, and as soon as they put the cuffs on me, at that point in time, you got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
I just did the same thing that he's describing.
Exactly.
Just talk to him. Be nasty.
Oh, I made them, when they put me in the cell, they wanted me to take off my shoelaces and stuff. So I took off my shoes, and then they put me in there for a little bit, and then they realized that I had a hooded sweatshirt with a string in it, and apparently anything you can hang yourself with, they have to make you take it off. So I told them, yeah, you can take my shirt off. I said, I'm not going to take it off. I mean, I forced them to do it. I mean, I told them all, I said, you guys can beat the crap out of me, but I can tell you no, and that makes you powerless. You could beat me to a bloody pulp. As long as I keep telling you no, you're absolutely powerless. It was great.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I got a recommendation on something.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube, put in Frank Zappa, and there's a 21-minute Crossfire interview about censorship of words and lyrics from 1986.
I've seen that. Zappa, he was a really
fabulous.
Amazing guy. I mean, I didn't know too much about him as I was growing up. I've only really kind of come across him in my older, the adult years that I have been experiencing. And he was a real libertarian, Frank Zappa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely amazing. I mean, he's the type of man that I would put him a step over Ron Paul. I mean, he's really, I don't know. Obviously, he's dead, right? So, I mean, good now. But
thanks for sharing your experience. Did you have anything else for us?
Yeah. Did you look into what I was talking about with the Federal Reserve System and that guy, Eric Huru, and the idea of allowing the government to print the fiat currency again?
No, but I took your word for it, and it sounded like an interesting idea.
There's a movie called, I think it's called The Money Masters or something like that. It's like a two-hour special where they go through the fact that the American government has switched back and forth between a gold standard and a fiat paper currency 8 times. And it shows how the Revolutionary War was because the Bank of England forced the Parliament to pass a law to make us pay our taxes in coins, and the coins were not available in the United States, and we were using something called colonial script, which was a fiat currency, which was very successful. But the minute they forced us not to be able to use it, then nobody had the money, we went into a depression, caused the Revolutionary War. Even Benjamin Franklin is quoted as saying, we had no problem paying the taxes, it's when they told us we couldn't use our colonial script that we had a problem. And it shows how the Lincoln greenback was printed to fund the war and how they even stayed in circulation in 94. They were just reissued with the same serial number as they decayed. Absolutely fascinating.
I think I have heard of this video. The Money Masters is what it's called?
I believe that's the one. It's like a two-hour special from 1996.
Yeah, it's on Google Video. I think people can watch it over there for free.
Yeah.
David, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing your experience, and let us know if more comes out of that disorderly conduct charge, all right? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, Julia, I see where you're coming from, where, you know, they've clasped the handcuffs on you.
I'm not saying that it's necessarily a logical thing to do. I'm saying that at that point in time, you're angry, and you're in handcuffs, so slurs of words just start coming out.
Sure, yeah, that I understand. I just don't know if that's really going to help you in any way.
But
I mean,
what is going to help you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, perhaps being persuasive might be better. I mean,
these are
people
that... They don't care what you have to
they
say.
They probably don't.
Hey,
but
buddy,
I mean,
how about you take these handcuffs off?
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't mean you're going to persuade them to let you out, walk out the front door. I'm just saying that, I mean, if you're going to talk to them, I mean, they're not being total jerks, because not all of them are total jerks.
Well, when I was arrested, the guy was a total jerk.
Well, then he should get back what he puts out there.
Right.
I agree with that. But if you can, you know, perhaps be persuasive to them and maybe help them understand some ideas of liberty while you're there, then that can be a bad thing.
I don't think cops give a crap about what you have to say.
Well, it's a blanket statement. I don't think that's fair. They're a captive audience.
I feel like
extent.
If a cop is arresting you for possession of marijuana, liberty is probably one of the last things on his mind, and he's like, hey, I was thinking maybe you should check out this radio show I listen to, freetalklive.com, buddy. I don't know.
It wouldn't hurt, would it? Would it hurt to reach out to these people?
Dave Ridley said that he had some luck with his... arrester when he was locked up
right.
not too long
well,
ago.
Well, this is a guy who like slammed my boyfriend at the time against the car. It's not even somebody I want.
I agree with you there. I thought you were saying that you would just be nasty to everybody in the jail.
No.
Okay, I thought that was the impression I was
really
getting.
You don't really have access to cops in the jail, mostly.
Yeah.
It depends what jail you're in, obviously, but you're in a cell with other people. If you move somewhere, one cop comes, he shackles you up. You walk down the hallway with him and 20 other people, and you don't really have an opportunity to chit-chat with the cops.
Well, I do know that Russell
Canning... They yell at you sometimes.
Russell Canning, who's one of the non-cooperative activists here in New Hampshire, did get a very nice letter from one of the corrections officers at one of the jails that he was staying at, and it was a very positive letter that... I don't have it in front of me. I think, actually, we read it on the air at the time it came out, but it was very positive, and it said that... Russell's being there helped him kind of come to some understandings that he hadn't really understood before, and that, I mean, he was grateful that he had the opportunity.
Well, how long was he there, though?
I don't know.
For a while?
I don't recall.
Because, like, this
Probably.
Guy is talking about being there overnight, and that's what I'm talking about as well.
All right. Well, yes, I agree that if they're being nasty to you, then you should probably just not even talk to them at all. But if you got somebody that's brand new that you haven't had a chance to speak with yet, it wouldn't hurt to work a little persuasion on them. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat. Something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I.
All right, toll-free 800-259-9231. Julia, you mentioned during the break that I have obviously not been arrested before, and you're absolutely right, I haven't, and I'm very pleased about that, but... That said, we've been talking about the idea of, well, when you're in the situation where they're taking you to a jail or you're in a jail and you're dealing with these corrections officers and these cops, instead of being nasty to all of them, maybe you could just be standoffish with the ones that are being nasty to you. Because as I recall from one of your experiences you had told me about, there was at least one cop that said he didn't think that you should be there. At least one guy showed
actually,
you some level of compassion.
Both times that I got arrested, that happened. So one cop who took me to fingerprint and I was alone with told me that they thought that it was really sad that somebody my age was in there and that I didn't belong there and... You know, it just went on. But I never made the claim that you should just by default be nasty to every cop you come across.
No, I know you never made that claim, but I'm just pointing out that not all of them were nasty to you. You pointed out the cops that, you know, slammed your boyfriend up against the car and were treating you bad. But you did come across some that were acting at least as though they had some level of humanity left inside them. And it was those, I think, that would make perhaps the best people to have a conversation with. That's all I was saying. If you guys want to share your experiences inside a government prison or a jail in regards to some of the guards and some of the experiences you've had with them, you're certainly welcome to, or whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Evan, listening in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Evan?
I had a question about I'm writing a paper in school about the current economic crisis that we're going through, and my argument is that the government was kind of not behind it, but most greatly impacted it. And I'm trying to figure out like what sources, if you guys know any sites that I could check out to kind of use as references throughout the paper and stuff like that, like that would help support my opinion or my
I would imagine that LouRockwell.com probably has some good articles about the bailout and the financial crisis.
That's a good idea.
You could also turn to Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, where she talks about the original Great Depression and the original the reasons that happened, why it was that it's the government central bank that is essentially the cause of all of these economic problems, because with the central bank, they control various different aspects of, interest rates and inflation and things like that. And the results of that can be malinvestment, where business owners and investors will go and they'll just incorrectly invest because the market signals are distorted because of the government central bank's involvement. And eventually those market signals have to be, or those malinvestments have to correct themselves. And that's what that's what has been happening, but the government's now attempting to put that off as long as they possibly can to delay the inevitable consequences of their original meddling.
I would imagine Liberty Conspiracy would probably have some good stuff, too.
Gardner's website, yeah. LibertyConspiracy.com, that's a possibility, too. And, you know, this is a good question that would work really well on the Free Talk Live BBS. If you go over to bbs.freetalklive.com, post a thread there, I bet you'll get all kinds of good recommendations.
And all kinds of nasty people saying weird stuff.
Well, yes, there are some nasty people there, that's true.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps. Anything else?
I just wanted to, thank you guys for everything that you guys do, and thank you guys for making me freak out when I went to go vote on Tuesday.
Why'd you freak out?
Because I feel bad, and I probably won't ever vote again because of this. I went to the poll thinking I was going to write in Ron Paul, and then I, at the last minute, something in my mind told me to vote for Obama, and then I did it. And then I felt like terrible afterwards because it totally went against all my principles and everything that I believed in and everything that I've learned over these last 8 months listening to you and Ron Paul and Mary Ruart and reading all these books. And I was just like, why did I do that, you know?
Well, at least it didn't mean anything. Like Mark. Your vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Julia said it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, at least it doesn't really matter. Like, you didn't really contribute to Obama winning, so, I mean.
Well, it matters to him. It mattered on the inside.
Yeah.
He felt as though it mattered. But did you feel like you were possessed with, like, the ghost of statism and that it moved your hand to the Obama box? I mean, how did you feel as you were doing it? Did you feel guilty?
Yeah, I did. I felt like I had that defeatist mentality, like oh, it doesn't really matter, like, you know, he's going to get elected anyway, or, like, voting for Ron Paul won't do anything anyway, you know.
You know, if that's not a comment, I mean, if your call isn't a comment on how pervasive the mentality of voting for one of the major two candidates is, I mean, the idea that you, as you say, have been listening to the ideas of liberty for the last 8 months, have been really keyed in on Ron Paul and this radio program, and, I mean, even with all that information in your head, you still went back to the old programming and voted for one of the two evils.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it again, though. I know it was totally wrong, and I'm just not going to. I think it was more like just being brainwashed, because as I listen to you guys, I go to, like, a really liberal kind of school, and when you mention, you know, Ron Paul or libertarianism or anything like that, you kind of get like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, don't you agree with all the healthcare benefits and stuff we get and all that stuff? And I'm just like, no, it's totally wrong. You know, you're using a forced redistribution of wealth, you know, and they don't really get that at all. And the fact that, I don't know what you guys think about that, like, half hour that Obama took out on those couple of channels or whatever.
Oh, the infomercial. I heard about that.
It seemed like it was kind of like a brain. To me, it was kind of like brainwashing. You know, like, I don't know.
I didn't see it. Did either of you guys see the
Obama
thing?
I didn't see it, but to me it's, fine advertising if you got the money. Go ahead and monopolize the TV. I mean, what it does is it shows strength over the competing candidate. I think it's fine.
Any other thoughts for a 7?
Nope, I think that's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Good luck up there in continuing your colleging. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the education process, which is actually more of an indoctrination process than anything else. And I don't think it's that the young people that are in college don't understand redistribution of wealth, though I think they understand it quite well. It's just that they've been told that rich people are evil, and that the government can do good things with the money those evil rich people have, and so that they completely believe it's justified to steal money from those who have it and then give it to government bureaucrats to spend however they think is appropriate. Of course, they believe that all that money is going to go to
people
that need it.
That's because they're being educated by government bureaucrats.
Right.
Unfortunately, our education system has taken teachers and turned them into bureaucrats.
Yes, and these gullible college kids believe that all that money is going to go to the people that need it, but point of fact, the government welfare programs have like a 60 to 70% overhead. So most of that money that you think is going to help people is actually going to pay the middle class bureaucrats that run the program. And then the rest of it, you got to deal with all the crackheads and all the other guys that come out to try to, you know, fill out the paperwork so they can get their hands on that money. However, I don't know how many people actually end up getting helped by welfare that really actually need the help. I'm sure they're out there, but I don't know if it's the majority. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8033.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams. You can enjoy a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam. All free for you at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want to get right to them, just go to listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. And it is easy to use. I went and got one of the free accounts at privacyharbor.com. I encourage you to do so also. There's certainly times when you need to have privacy. Privacyharbor.com.
All right, so going back to the issue of national service or national slavery, we talked about it actually a couple times so far throughout the show tonight. And if you're just tuning in, the news is that the chief of staff selection for Obama is quite obviously in favor of compulsory universal service. He still attempts to couch the idea in terms like ask, like the government's going to ask young people to serve for three months.
It's funny because that's what I ask people to do when I talk to people at work, when I give orders at work, because I'm a manager. I ask them, but it's not an option.
Sure.
I mean, and they never say no. And if they do say no, I say, oh, it wasn't an option.
Well, now it's always an option when you're talking about a work situation. They always have the option to walk out.
I know. I wasn't comparing government and what I do at all. I was just commenting
on how it's a smoother way to manage.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a better way to get people to do things is to ask instead of tell. So,
well, right. If you want Julia, your manager, to like you and you want to continue your job, then you should do as she asks. But if you don't want to do as she asks, then consequences will befall you. In the case of the government, the consequences might be a cold cage. Whereas with Julia, it's just going to be, well, you have to find another job. And so that's, of course, the big difference here. Now, again, they're saying they're just going to ask young people, but in the same page of this guy's book, this man named Rahm Emanuel, he says that the nation will enlist them if they're between the ages of 18 and 25. Now, when that terminology, that sort of top-down terminology is used, the nation will, the government meaning, the government will enlist you. That doesn't sound like the government's going to come and ask you to do anything. That sounds like they've signed you up and you're in. Now you get to leave your life.
What do they do? Send you a little letter?
That's usually how it works with the draft boards. They will send everybody when the draft with the selective service system. Every male that turns 18 has to send in this card, and then they are registered with the selective service. And if they were to bring the draft back, they would randomly pick people and they would send out draft letters.
Now, my mother would not let my brother sign up for that. My mom.
Wow. Good
my
for
mom
her.
Is. Yeah, I know. It's one thing. My mom is very anti-military, and it just scares her, the thought of a draft.
And you my know, mom, they shoot at people when you're
right,
in the military.
Yeah. My mom pretty much said, "Listen, if there's ever a draft in this country, we're getting you out of this country."
Wow.
My brother didn't sign up for this thing, and he's never had any sort of problems with it.
Good.
But what they do is if you were to ask for some sort of a school loan or like some sort of government assistance, then they wouldn't give it to you. So
exactly.
I wonder if that kind of thing will happen, because I just won't sign up and I won't I don't care about government assistance. I don't want it anyway.
Right.
So if that's an option, I'll take that route.
I don't know how they're going to handle this. And again, the proposal that I was just talking about was only from Barack Obama's chief of staff. Now, Obama himself has a different proposal, and none of this has been turned into legislation yet. So it's all subject to change.
And we have read on the show here that what was the age up to 40 or 44?
41.
Charles Rangel has proposed it being up to like 45 or 44.
It's a crazy number. So if you think that this just doesn't affect you, think again.
I feel like, and I'm not sure if, I think you sort of brought this up a few minutes ago when you were talking about this, but I feel like the best way for them to do this would be to start in the high schools, start young, and because those kids, they're easy to indoctrinate. They've been doing it for years. They're really good at it. If they teach you that this is what you do, like, okay, so first you go out for 2 years when you get out of school and you volunteer, and then you go to college, and then when you're 30 years old and you get out, you start your adult life.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
it.
It's likely exactly how they would do it.
Right.
Is just essentially make
because
it
because people like us who are older and have lives are going to be furious. So if they start there, then they can kind of like work their way up.
Yep.
Exactly. So by the time those people are 40, we'll have a nice full-fledged civilian army or whatever they call it.
And they'll be told that if they don't play along with this, then their lives will be ruined and they'll never have any opportunities and they'll be
college.
A miserable
they'll
success
they'll probably say
failure.
That you could use this on a resume.
This will go down in your permanent record.
Yeah.
All right. So you're absolutely right, Julia. Here's the proposal. This from The Examiner or Examiner.com. At first glance, Obama's scheme is similar. We're continuing an article from J.D. Tusile we started earlier in the show. Obama's scheme is similar. His proposal even specifically refers to universal voluntary citizen service. It's all very touchy-feely, but as Michael Kinsey put it so well in the pages of Time, problem number one with grand schemes for universal voluntary public service is they can't be both universal and voluntary. If everybody has to do it, then it's not voluntary, is it? And if it's truly up to the individual, then it won't be universal, because there's no way. I mean, the brainwashing's pretty effective, but it's not effective 100%. So if everybody has the choice, clearly it's not going to be a universal program. Of course, Barack Obama could be playing the usual politician's game of throwing empty words at an audience without worrying overly much about their meaning, but his campaign has put forward a detailed plan for national service, and on close inspection, it's clear that he really does mean universal. And while there's no call for old-fashioned conscription, his national service carrots are matched by very modern sticks that introduce almost as much compulsion as the old kind. In fact, Obama's national service plan is voluntary in a technical sense, in that nobody will be arrested for declining to participate, at least not at this point. Give them time on that part. But non-participants also won't be allowed to graduate from high school, and without government high school, and without those diplomas, life could get a bit rough.
That is not true. You don't really need a high school diploma.
I swear that I've never been asked for this thing.
Never.
I have two of them. So
but they don't know that.
Right.
The high schoolers don't know that.
Right, they don't. And I can't imagine that this, I don't know. I mean, please, if you have ever been asked for your high school diploma to produce this document for some reason.
I imagine that the percentage is very, very small of people who have been asked to,
really
for their high school diploma.
I mean, maybe for college, maybe you have to have it for community college to go in. You have to prove I, in fact, did it.
Yes, you probably do.
You don't have, yeah, you do, but you could get a GED at that community
college. They're not
going to
let you have a GED,
though. Test.
You're not going to be able to get a GED without doing the same requirements, though.
What requirements? Oh,
the national service.
A GED, because it's, I don't know that that's a government.
That's a government thing. GED, that's a government alternative to a high school diploma.
I guess it's probably administered by the government, but.
It's done at private institutions, private schools and stuff like that. I mean, they all offer these services. So the government would have to crack down on these institutions and say,
oh, you better believe private schools are going to be brought into the fold on this.
How
too.
Can they not give an 18-year-old a GED? I mean, how could that be?
If they won't do the voluntary service, they'll be able to deny them the GED, just like they'll deny you the diploma if you don't go into their little government national service program. You just won't get the paperwork.
I'd have to see it in effect. It would seem like
you'll see it.
Yeah.
Give them time. Here's the actual excerpt. One of the excerpts from the National Service Plan from Barack Obama. He says this: schools that require service as part of the educational experience create improved learning environments and serve as resources for their communities. The Obama-Biden plan sets a goal for all students to engage in service, with middle and high school students performing 50...
middle school, they're starting early.
You better believe it, performing 50 hours of service each year, and college students performing 100 hours of service each year. Under this plan, students would graduate college with as many as 17 weeks of public service experience under their belts. Back to Mr. Chasile, who says, but schools set their own policies, don't they? Well, sort of. You see, the saying goes, he who takes the king's coin becomes the king's man. And most public schools depend on federal dollars. So, again, it's going to be voluntary in that your local government school won't have to participate. But if they don't participate, they won't get any more federal money. And how many school boards do you know of that are willing to say no to that federal money coming into their system?
Not a one.
More on the way here about this devious little plan. And you can take control, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, we'll try to sneak you in. 800-259-9231, because these are the remaining moments. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. Now, we don't need your vote in the podcast awards, because the voting window has closed on that. And I guess we'll know here within the next few days as to whether or not we've actually won the podcast awards. We'll let you know as soon as we do. But we still need your vote over at Podcast Alley. In fact, I checked today, Mark, and we were in second place.
Yeah, that's the last I saw. We
by were a lot.
Well, I understand that by 32 votes now.
Oh, really? The gap is closed.
Yeah,
that's good.
I haven't been paying as much attention to that because it's so much more important for podcastawards.com.
Well, Podcast Awards is once a year, whereas the Podcast Alley
is a month.
It comes with a trophy.
Podcast Awards.
It's over.
Really?
It was ended last night.
Oh, I feel bad. I only voted once.
That's okay. Once is better than zero. So thank you to everybody that voted in the Podcast Awards.
See, I was sending out those reminders, you know.
Yeah, no, they annoyed the crap out of me.
Well, maybe you should have voted.
I voted once.
Maybe that's why she only voted once.
But probably, she can only vote from this IP address. She probably couldn't vote because you were voting, right?
We have two IP addresses, don't we?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
We're on two different
people stink. Giving you reminders, what else do you want?
I didn't get those reminders. I don't log into Facebook, so except for like once a week. So anyway, so we were talking about the Podcast Awards. That's over. The Podcast Alley voting is still going on, and we do need your vote in that. And it's only once a month, so it's not any sort of 24-hour thing. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. You won't be sold, or it won't be sold or spammed. It's only used for verification purposes. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. And cast your vote for Free Talk Live in this month of November. We need you to do it because so far only like a couple hundred people have. And we know that as many as over 1,000 people have voted in the past. So please, if you haven't voted this month, please take a moment to do so at vote.freetalklive.com.
And if you're an undergraduate, graduate student, or recent graduate, go to libertarianseminars.com. The IHS has seminars going on during spring break. They pay for everything. Of course, you have to get there. They're at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and Santa Cruz, and the University of California in Santa Cruz. So go check it out at libertarianseminars.com.
So we're talking about the plan that Obama does have for the national service concept, which, of course, will enslave all youth, American youth, between ages of 18 and, well, who knows how. Actually, it's going to be lower than 18. It's going to be middle school. They're talking about middle school, bringing them in at that point to become, do training them to become bureaucrats for the federal, local, and state governments. And so the proposal on the table is that middle schoolers and high schoolers will have to perform 50 hours of so-called service each year, whereas college students will be performing 100 hours. But how will they get compliance on this? How will this so-called voluntary universal service program be instituted? Well, they're going to use the carrot and the stick method. They are going to essentially tell these schools, these government schools, that, well, if you want to keep getting federal funding, you're going to have to play along with this program. And boy, do they still want that federal funding, because even though government federal government funding is usually only like 6% of a school system's budget, they still don't want to let it go. I mean, these money-hungry bureaucrats don't want to let a single cent go. And so they're not going to – they're going to jump through whatever hoops the feds put in front of them. J.D. Tusile continues from Examiner.com. That Obama elaborated in a speech last December that all at the middle and high school level will make federal assistance conditional on school districts developing service programs and give schools resources to offer new service opportunities. So it won't be the nasty federal government forcing your kids to donate their time to government-approved service. It'll be the local schools. But that requirement will be among the strings attached to federal money. It's a very modern way of imposing mandates from the top down. The uniform 21-year-old national drinking age, for instance, is nominally the choice of each state government, not a federal law. But the states set the age at 21 as a condition of continuing to receive a full measure of federal highway funds. And the same goes for the late unlamented 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. It's also the case for seatbelts. New Hampshire is the only state out of all 50 to continually refuse the federal money that they would be able to get in order to institute the seatbelt program.
By the state, you mean a majority of the people in the House or the Senate or whatever.
That's true. They keep pushing for it.
And every two years it comes up.
It'll probably be coming back, too, considering
they pushed it last year.
Right. Of course, state and local agencies could choose to give up the checks from the D.C. bureaucrats, but they almost never do, and so violations of federal policies get punished by state and local government bureaucrats. Under Barack Obama's plan, a refusal to participate in a national service program touted at the federal level will be punished by the withholding of high school diplomas and by the school district in your town. And without that diploma, few colleges or employers will even bother to look at your application. Now, Mark, you say that's not true about the employer factor. You can always lie, but most kids don't think about doing that. You know, they don't think about telling a lie about their high school diploma because they believe they're going to be checked. They believe that there's a chance that somehow the Human Resources Department is going to find out that they've lied and catch them at it. Now, it's probably not the case that anybody ever bothers to check on that, but he is right about the college thing. I mean, if you do want to go on to college, having a high school diploma
is
pretty
important.
That's
the only one they can really hold over your head. I'd say for the most part, there are exceptions, but for the most part, nobody cares about a high school degree.
Right. But that is the one that they're going to hold over kids' heads, and yes, it's going to be very powerful for them.
And also, parents will pressure kids to get diplomas because for some reason that piece of paper is extremely important. It doesn't matter that you went to class the whole time.
Right. You have to have the piece of paper.
Right. That piece of paper means something, even though I think almost everybody lost theirs.
I don't think I can put my hands on mine.
Well, the issue of college will be very persuasive to young people because it's so heavily pushed on them when they're in the government school system. Now, I don't remember when it started for me, but I'm pretty sure it was around the end of middle school when they started really pushing the idea of college. And so they're going to be telling these kids the same old story about how, well, you're just more successful if you go to college, kids. You want to go to college, don't you? We want you to go to college. But in order to do that, you're going to have to graduate high school. And in order to graduate high school, you're going to have to perform this 50 hours of national service. And so it's going to be from middle school on, these kids are going to be sold this bill of goods that they have to do these things if they want to be successful. They're not going to see option as something that's going to be good for them.
They don't have a national service program, but they already, a lot of high schools do have volunteer requirements.
Mine had that.
Mine did not. But a lot of kids I know are required to do certain amounts to get their diploma. So these kids are already used to doing whatever they're told.
But I wonder if they're going to change it. I wonder if it's going to be volunteerism this time or if it's going to be working for a government program.
Right.
Because when they say national service, they usually mean being a bureaucrat.
It wouldn't bother me if a private school made the mandate that you had to volunteer.
Yeah.
And I don't have that big of a problem with a public school does what a private school could do. But what bothers me is that they might reserve it for only government programs. That the Red Cross doesn't count, kids.
The Humane Society.
The Humane Society doesn't count. You've got to go to the Homeland Security Department
right.
and do whatever. So that's what bothers me.
You can learn some skills.
Yeah.
So refusal will be punished by withholding high school diplomas, and it's a softer sort of authoritarianism, which requires no draft boards, muddles the identity of the bad guy, and produces no martyrs in handcuffs for the evening news. You just can't get a job if you don't do as you're told. Such soft mandates are easier to escape than the old draft. Private schools will still be able to set their own criteria for graduation, as will homeschoolers. At least they will, so long as they can resist social pressure to conform to the requirements imposed by public schools. And 50 hours of service isn't exactly a tour in the rice paddies. Most people will just roll their eyes and do what it takes to get their diploma. The 100 hours, by the way, required of college students will be in return for a $4,000 grant, which amounts less to conscription than to the world's most expensive work-study scheme. But make no mistake, Barack Obama wants your kids, and he's willing to draft them in a plausibly deniable way. So this is where we're at today. This is what the proposal is that's on the table now. That young people, as you suggested, Julia, will be brought into the fold in their government school system. They'll be indoctrinated to believe that they need to do these things in order to be successful. And then, of course, actually going and working with these state programs is going to indoctrinate them even more into the belief that the government is good and the government is necessary. And by the time they get done and through with all this, they'll be even more brainwashed than they are today. And today, it's real bad. It's going to get worse.
I think what bothers me most about this, and I can't stop thinking about, is the way college works today for a lot of people, not everybody, but I work with a lot of college students, and I see this all the time. It sort of creates this nice little between being a teenager and being an adult stage mm-hmm. where they still get their parents' money, and they really don't have much responsibilities, but they live on their own, so they're
right.
not really adults, and then
so
they get
drink,
out of college,
like
and they don't know how to take care of themselves.
So they can drink and not have to worry about
exactly.
the repercussions like
so
adults?
Now we're extending this little... we're going to need a name for it soon. It's like between adolescents and adults. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
We're extending this period of really
yeah.
not doing anything, not being productive, not...
Elder children.
Yeah. Exactly. Not getting on with your adult life and doing things for yourself, but...
It's so sad. And the proposals that are on the table right now are, you know, as lightweight as they can possibly be. Expect them to become more authoritarian over time. Remember, there is no actual piece of legislation that's been proposed at this point, so it could get much worse than what they've proposed. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you